have a suggestion. Okay. This is what I did. I got my first tattoo when I was 16. And I had known what I wanted since I was like 13. My dad got his first tattoo and I was like, I want one too. And he asked me if I was sure. And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. But he told me to draw it on my, I got it on my ankle. He told me to draw it on my ankle. And if I could stand it on my ankle, I kept it on there for a year and a half. I just kept constantly drawing it over and over and over again. I kept it on there for a year and a half. And I was like, I still like it after a year and a half. So I got it.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
That is a good idea.
And that's what I've done with a lot of my tattoos. Like, I have six of them. And every one I have, like, pictures and everything. I've drawn them out. And I'll put them on my arm or on my leg, wherever I have it. And I'll just keep it there and I'll look at it. And I'll keep it there over a weekend. And if I still like it after, you know, however many months, year, whatever, then I'll get it. If I don't like it, then it's not worth it.
There you go. That protects you from immediate buyer's remorse or tattooer's remorse. Yeah. But what about, like, 20 years down the line? Are there any that you got, like, the one you got when you were a kid, you still love the hell out of it?
I still, like, the one I got my ankle, I got was 16. I still love it because it's, you know, me and my dad went and got it. It was something that, you know, me and him shared together. I still love it. It's really little. If I would do anything, the only thing I regret about any of my tattoos is because the first one was really tiny.
Too small.
I wish it would have been bigger.
What was it a tattoo of?
It's an Irish knotwork design because I'm Irish. So I got it on my ankle, and I just wish that it would have been bigger, a little more elaborate because it's kind of plain.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, if you're ever embarrassed about your Irish heritage, you're in trouble, but most people seem to be content.
No, I'm pretty good with my Irishness.
Cool.